So this anti-bullying comedy cabaret extravaganza. Luann is, who came up with this concept? They had a planning meeting for this.
Yeah, it was like three podcasters, a charity, a bowling alley, a cabaret show. I'm sure.
And raising money for anti-bullying. Yes. Like, what? I don't understand.
Oh my God.
It's just wild. Mm-hmm. So Luann is hosting this event. For whatever reason, she decides this also needs to be her foray back into drinking.
Well, I guess she's doing comedy, which was not funny, but
no, at all.
You know, she tried. Yeah. I guess.
But yeah, we have a moment. So Luann hasn't drank anything.
Yeah.
In a minute, she's been on probation.
Yeah, I guess like 2 years, maybe.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Damn. Yeah. Mm-hmm. She just got off probation. They do breathalyzer tests and stuff. So she's been clean. Mm-hmm. And she's sitting down. She's like, she's thirsty. She wants some water. Mm-hmm. She reaches for Ramona's drink. Ramona's like, it's vodka. And Luann like shrugs and then
keeps on sipping.
Takes a sip and took another sip for, you know, just
good
to make
luck.
Sure.
Yep.
And Dorinda's like, yeah, we're done. Good.
What do you think of Dorinda encouraging Luann to drink?
Sonia's reaction was even hilarious.
Sonia's reaction was hysterical.
Sonia said, I quote, the last thing I want is Luann drinking again. Without me! That little pause she did.
So good. It was so good.
So good.
Oh my
God. That was one of my favorite moments.
And then she said after, like, I love partying with my girl Lou.
My girl Lou. Oh God. They've been waiting for her to get back in here with them. It's been lonely over here with Dorinda and Sonia. Oh God. But Dorinda, so I don't know. Because Dorinda, her whole thing is like, she's not alcoholic. Mm-hmm. She went through a bad thing, you know, with Tom, drove her to drink type of situation. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to think pre-Tom. Luann fell in the business. She and fucks everything. Yep. No, she has a drinking problem.
Yeah.
Yeah. She went over the top with Tom.
With Tom, I'm sure.
100%.
Yeah, that was bad.
100%. But it's a fine line with these ladies. Girl, you just went to jail and all kinds of shit. You sure you want to dip back into drinking?
Well, she does. And she can. And so she did.
And so she did. Jesus. But just the sheer excitement from these ladies
was so interesting. Yeah.
It was so horrendous. Yeah. I can't.
Oh, my God.
Now, let's see. Next episode, we find out Dorinda and John have broken up.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
It appears in the press.
Yep.
No one knew. Tinsley's pissed because Dorinda's been coming at her neck.
Yes, her life.
Her whole life. About her not showing things with Scott on the show, whatever. And then we find out her and John are broken up. Like, the fuck? And then Dorinda... Yeah, I think they were all out together, and Tinsley kind of was trying to come for Dorinda, and Dorinda just hit her back all the way, full force.
Was that the apple picking?
No, I think they were out. That was another time she came for her. They were just like out to dinner.
I can't even keep track of the amount of time she came for her over this one issue. Like
the whole season.
Oh my goodness.
Oh, God. And Tinsley, she's just so like meek and.
Yeah. And
she can't even hold her own.
No, and she doesn't even have the strength to walk away from something. Mm-mm. She like wants to keep fighting. I don't know. It's interesting.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It's weird. Because I also, like, I can't stand Tinsley either.
Yeah.
And I feel like, I mean, Dorinda was being unreasonably mean to her. But I was just so annoyed by how weak Tinsley was that I just like couldn't feel so. I'm like, you can't do better than that. You ain't got no other comebacks.
Right.
None.
We find out later why. I'm going to let you know at the very end of this recap. I'm going to let you know why.
Oh.
Uh-huh. She says it at the reunion.
Oh, shit. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yep.
Let's dip into that. But yeah, Ramona, she sees how mean Dorinda's being. Mm-hmm. Her theory, which makes a lot of sense, is that Tinsley, you know, has Scott. She always has like a sugar daddy or somebody like taking care of her.
Always, yeah.
And Dorinda had that with Richard.
Yeah, and doesn't anymore. You
know, and she doesn't anymore and kind of resents Tinsley for it and comes at her for that. Because there's no other reason why she's this directed at Tinsley.
Yeah, that's what you think.
Okay, mm-hmm. we'll get to it. Interesting. Mm-hmm. So now we're off on another trip hosted by Ramona. Mm-hmm. I don't know why they keep letting her host these
Me
trips.
Either. She's the worst host.
The worst host. My God. But they go off to Connecticut, Rhode Island, somewhere.
Yeah, Newport?
Newport, yeah. Rhode Island, yes. And, I mean, this is strange. Love Leah, but they get there, and then Leah's like, oh, by the way, can my sister...
I really want my sister here. I think, honestly, the addition of Elise again, which I can't stand Elise.
She's useless.
Ugh, she is the worst. She almost got my Becky of the season. I think she was just like, this is too much. Like, I can't do this. I need the support of my sister here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what it was. Yeah, because she's still new to the group. Yeah. There's so much.
Yeah,
but I mean, I guess she's still getting to know them. But she should know better. Ramona, to ask Ramona when you get there. Mm. You got to give Ramona a whole PowerPoint presentation. 3 weeks ahead of time. Plead your case.
Yep.
Wait for a reply. Yeah. Like.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I mean, I guess that's kind of why I fuck with Leah, because she's like, look, I'm not following her rules. Yeah. Can my sister come? She's already on her way. Yeah. Can I just get the yes or not? But either way,
she's coming.
She's about to be here. Oh, God.
Oh, my God.
So Ramona, of course, is not into it. Mm-hmm. And is like, no. And then that night, Leah has another drunken rampage.
Yeah, a really good one. She's like tearing down the curtains at the at the place and screaming and screeching and running around. It's great.
Just crazy. Mm-hmm. Her drunk is like destructive.
Mm, yeah. Yeah. And
they all have they all have their things.
Their things. Yeah. Like Sonia always falls down.
Always falls. Yeah. And she's just like a fun drunk.
Yeah. Yeah. I wonder if that's a specific alcohol with Leah or if it's just all the time. Oh, I wonder.
Yeah, because tequila does certain things to people that vodka might not or whatnot.
Yeah, I don't know.
But yeah, you got angry drunk Dorinda. You got sloppy drunk Sonia. Mm-hmm. And then you have Leah who just destroys everything in her path.
Yep. Yep.
And so... we get back to New York. Mm-hmm. Ramona, I don't know how she swindled this. She dragged Sonia and Dorinda to the edge of Long Island. Took over their whole entire day.
Yeah.
To go look at some party venue for her birthday.
For her sweet 16 that she never had, that she is now having at 62. Uh-huh.
At 62. Mm. And then when they get there, they had to take, like, they did, like, Instagram photo ops with this venue guy, this party planner that they ain't get no pay for.
Nope.
Just, Ramona is the worst.
Yep, the worst.
The absolute worst. And then this episode is also the end of Tinsley. So this is Tinsley's last episode.
I know, and this is where, what's his name? Is it Martin, the boxer?
Yes, the boxer.
Okay. Martin actually got my invite to the cookout for this season.
I love Martin.
I love Martin. I think that Martin is probably extremely instrumental in Tinsley going. Like, he was one of the last people that she poured into in New York City about her thing with Scott. That is a big deal, Martin.
That's big.
That is really nice. He really encouraged her in a lot of ways. And same with Leah, I'm sure. Whenever Leah goes there, he's very encouraging to her as well.
Yeah.
For those of you who don't watch, he's like this big, like 6'4", 300-pound boxing guy with long hair who's always greasy. And he always gets their names wrong. He gives some iconic Tinsdale. Dorita. I mean, some great names. But he has a good heart, a good soul. I like Martin a lot.
And he's like tough love.
Yes.
He shoots it straight. It's like they're, it's boxing, which is like a release for most people that do boxing.
Yeah, right.
And then you have this tough coach who's like, fuck you. Like, yeah. Like just talking to you all mean and heavy.
Yeah. And then it's and like, what do you want out of life? Like, what? Nigga, yeah. What?
But then at the end, you're crying. Yes. You're like, I want happiness. Damn it. You go and like do the things you're supposed to
yes.
do after.
Yes.
Oh, God. But yeah, I mean, he was exactly what Tinsley needed. Yep.
Hey guys, that's a little taste of this week's episode. If you want to hear the full recap,
head on over to patreon.com/twoblackgirlsonerose and sign up to get weekly recaps and other Bachelor content from us.
See you next week.